So I follow this blonde guy, Sam Cole, and he puts out all of these what to expect videos. He'll say, what to expect in a new Watch 7, what to expect in the new iPhone 13. And I watch these and I'm like, you're just saying stuff that you have no idea that that's going to actually happen. And then there's people who keep track of these people making these predictions and how many of them come true. And then they can track they track the percentage of correct predictions, I guess, and then each person has a different percentage. So if they go with the person who has the highest percentage of rumors that are correct, and then they watch to see what that guy says, and then they all, you know, retweet it or re-predict it themselves. But anyway, I know I'm going way over about this Apple event, but you know I get excited about Apple stuff. I really do hope that they introduce the new phone, and I hope they introduce the new watch, because I really want the new watch. There is a rumor, and I know the rumor's probably not true, but I just don't see how they're going to do it. There's a rumor that the new watch is going to have... Oh, excuse me. Now I really do sound like Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
But you know, I get excited about Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is App. Episode 3547 of BFO for Thursday the 9th of September 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we're going to catch up on voice letters. Big Fatty. Hello, coupon free us, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you coupon free us today, because y'all, I did not go to the Von's East on hump day, because y'all, I'm by the time you hear this, I'm going to be on my way to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, cause y'all, it is Pawn Star Weekend, and y'all, this has been on my schedule for many months now, and I told Olive that I was I had this on my schedule, and he is very, very excited that Big Fatty is going to be the master of ceremonies. Yes, Big Fatty, and at the Pawn Star Weekend, and who knows who might show up, right, Big Fatty? Maybe even Gay Country West, which is not spelled C-U-N-T. Oh no, he couldn't be bothered.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah. I see y'all today, the 9th of September. Y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all, I only know half of this couple, but y'all, the half I know is one of my favorite people that I've ever met through Pride 48. Y'all, he's come to the Pride 48 in the... what is that place? The Lost Wages? Big Fatty, you're starting to sound like Archer. Well, I can anyway. And then he came to the Pride 48 in New Orleans, and y'all, he's been to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, and he has visited the villa and stayed overnight. Big Fatty, y'all, I am talking about the one and only smoking hot Joe Zubia. Big Fatty, we love Joe Zubia. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Joe Zubia or his husband on the Twitter or the Face, wish him happy anniversarium.
Happy anniversary.
All right.
Knock it off!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
I see y'all today. Today, the 9th of September. Y'all, it's a very, very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person. I think the first time I met this person was at my very first meet and greet out there in the San Francisco at the Mex. Y'all, you know, I couldn't remember all the folks that were there, and I still can't, but y'all, I did remember three other people. Y'all, that Eric West, he's on the 20 a lot. He came to the meet and greet. And y'all, Logan, how could I forget? Big Fatty, how could you forget Logan? It's true. And y'all, then our birthday boy, y'all, the one and only, he's come to Pride 48 in Lost Wages. Y'all, he came to, y'all, he brought the Howdy Do Pancake Boys to my second celebration, not celebration, my second meet and greet at the Cock. Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar. Oh no, it was lovely, just lovely. And y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Larkin. Big Fatty, we love Larkin. We do love Larkin indeed. And y'all, he's out there in the sack of tomatoes, out there in the California IA, and he is on, I think he's on the Twitty, but I'm sure he's on the Face Space. So y'all, if you see Larkin on the Twitty or the Face Space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Always puts me in good spirits. I love that one too. Y'all, you know, that's courtesy of the Ivory Tinkler, Alex Lefevre. But y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, what did I do? Y'all, it was a relatively quiet evening. I sat down and I'd cooked some ribs, those ribs on Sunday, so I had a few of them, and a few more pieces of the coon on the cob, so I had that for my supper. I wasn't real hungry, so I didn't want much, and y'all, as I sat down to start eating, here comes young Nicholas. Young Nicholas stopped by, and y'all, I had asked him if he would stop by and shave the side of Big Fatty's head. Big Fatty Vulgar. Y'all, Miss Kitty used to do that for me, too. So lots of memories there. So he got me flat on top and bloody on the sides. Big Fatty. And he headed out, and I just watched y'all, I watched the sports ball, the Atlanta Braves. Y'all, it was a good game. It was a real good game. And y'all, I stayed up till about 10:30, a little after 10:30 p.m. in the evening. And anyway, I What did I do? I went to sleep. Yes, Big Fatty, that's what you do when you go to bed. About 10 minutes to 6 again, which is not good. But anyway, I got up and TT'd and went and got the newspaper and came back in and just decided, no. So, y'all, I got back into the love chamber. Big Fatty, I think it's more the snore chamber here lately. Well, that's true. I just kind of tossed and turned and all that till about 6:45, and I said, okay. And so I got up, made my coffee, read the paper, watched Miss Gayle King on the new CBS Mornings, what else did I do? Oh, and then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all did the big circle. Y'all, the humidity is back. It is back. Hot as blue blazes. But I finished that up and got my share. And y'all, then I... what did I do then? I don't know what I did then. I watched... Oh, y'all, I know what I did. Y'all... they announced the celebrities on the new Dancing. Y'all, I don't recognize 95% of them. The only one that I knew was Brian Austin Green, who played on the 90210. He was David Silva. And y'all, one of the Spice Girls, I think it's Dancing Spice, is going to be on there. And there's some wrestler that's on there that he's kind of hot. But y'all, I don't know. But Lynn Goodman is back. Yes, Big Fatty. Didn't like it. Big Fatty, you haven't said that, done that impersonation in a while. I haven't. Y'all, I think that premieres on, let me look at the marking calendar here. I think that premieres on the 20th of September. So, that's that. Y'all, lots of things are starting up. The Survivor is starting on the 22th, and I think the Big Brother app ends on the 22th. And something else is starting up then too, and I can't think of what it is right now. But it's a premiere. It's fall premieres. So there it is. And y'all, the rest of the afternoon, I took a little nippa nap, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Frequency. I am currently driving through Iowa, and I was just listening to your little show, and you were talking about the tushy. I was so excited about it, and you said you wanted a bumper, so I have come up with a bumper. Listen, I'm not at home right now, but I have a melody, and I got some words for you. So I'm going to lay it down. I'm going to lay down some fly beats for you, Fatty. Are you okay? This motherfucker is about to pass me here. Give me just a second, okay? Here we go. He's going to look at me like I'm a freaking idiot here singing in my car, but here we go. Are you ready? Are you ready? Here's your bumper. T-U-S-S-H-Y, come on, Fatty, give it a try. T-U-S-S-H-Y, come on, Fatty, give it a try.
you gotta clean your back hole out. You gotta clean your back hole out. Come on, fatty, blow it out.
Ah. Ah, that's all I got. You have a great day.
Oh, damn, Gussie. Big Fatty, sounded like he turned into a mechanical. It did. Frequency, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And it's a little difficult to understand some of those words. But I'm sure once you get in the studio and the orchestra is there with you, it'll be something that'll make my butthole pucker. Big Fatty, fucker.
Oh, Big Fatty. I'm ringing to enter Kathy Bacon's Tummy Tickles Vomit Competition, whatever it is. I had a giant, huge Sunday lamb roast. And then for dinner, I had more leftovers, Sunday lamb roast, plus a huge piece of smoked barramundi fish from the refugee family down the road that they gave us. Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm going to vomit. Anyway, I hope Kathy Bacon's happy. Here's my entry.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Scotty.
Blech.
Oh, Big Fatty went clean up aisle four. Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. It sounds like you're just the only thing you're missing was a old Porky Pig, Big Fatty. Miss Bacon, you got another entry there, and there are more to come.
Fart. I love these radio classics on the Sirius XM radio thing. This one is called Lovebird Have Gun Will Travel. It's about Deadwood and Belle Fouche and South Dakota and the Badlands and everything. And so anyway, just listening to this, heading home from Minneapolis. It is Tuesday, 10:48 a.m. And yeah. All right. Thanks everyone who's played the contest so far. And just gift that tummy tingle. Hurry up. All right. Goodbye. What haven?
Dear Gussie, y'all. Miss Bacon loves the old timey radio. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the good old toe tapper. Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Y'all, that was from August the 24th, so that just kind of puts it in perspective, about 3 weeks behind, but anyway, we've got more tummy tingles and things to come. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, y'all, I wanted to just share one thing more about Miss Kitty, Kathy Marshall, out there in the San Francisco. Y'all, she said she was out on her nipple walk. Tuesday night, and y'all, she listened to BFO episode 113 and BFO episode 613. Oh dear Gussie, and y'all, they both featured Miss Kitty, and one is from the Brex Motor Lodge and Shampoo Parlor, and the other is from Fort Lauderdale. And y'all, I think the one from the Brex Motor Lodge is Miss Kitty was at the first meet and greet and always stayed at the Brex Motor Lodge. So anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just lovely Thursday. Y'all, tomorrow's little show is going to be more of a catch-up of a voice letter, so just get ready for that. And Archer, what have you learned to tell people about?
You know, I get excited about Big Fatty.
Oh, yes, that's the sound Big Fatty makes. That's with the special chair, though, Big Fatty. I didn't know Archer had one.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yeah! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.